that the shema that ganav is like is chayiv even for damages. Maybe a ganav is only chayiv for the damage to animal that happens to the animal, right? The lekin shema, don't say techihir the masan is shema. Just like we know they are nichlas v'tachas b'ayim, they assume responsibility even causes damages. Who are din gazan? So to a ganan, the dilma no, perhaps shame with the mechayim. Maybe a shame is chayim. Have a gazan like the gazan not? Why the matzino dvarim? We do find things that shame is chayim. The gazan pops certain things. We find the shame is chayim, and yet the gazan. And now we've got a few examples. A few examples where we find that ganav is more kills than a shema. It's more leniently than a shema. For instance, there's two cases. Sharei, bikoch shka behema, if the behema became weak. The shema was pusher, the shema was negligent, and the animal lost a went down in value. The animal went down in value. A non-permanent, a reversible loss. That means it's going to get better soon. Right now it's gone down. It's going to get better soon. Sharei, but chasa behima, chasa the hoto. If the behima went down, a chasa the hoto, a depreciation that's reversible. Okay, shake even myself, or food that went slightly bad. Because that's not considered a change. A ganav is only a chayev, only cleaner it if he affected some change. If it didn't affect the change, it went down in value, but then if it went down in value, it's going to go back after it. Or just a slightly, a little bit went bad, also is not enough to call the shinui. Yeah, so the Gemara there says you have to learn the Gemara. I mean, if it wasn't, you see there that he's not kainuit, and he's part of feeling b'pshia. Why? Because a ganav is not chayiv for pshia. The kibbutz of shmir, a ganav is never chayiv for pshia. Why is a ganav chayiv? Because he stole it. That's why it's chayiv. Because he owns it. A kilu, he did the kinyanic data. In a case where he didn't do kinyanic data because he was just pshia, he's not chayiv for that. But then, in a shema, of a shema, kimish mischayiv koch shodeleyotah, since the shema is chayiv for a irreversible depreciation in value. What about kiva kulon if they went completely moldy? Why is yichayev if it got completely moldy? Observe, why is yichayev if it got completely moldy? He was pshaya, not the pshaya. Kemokin is chayev, because it's with auto, but kiva is auto. He'll be chayev even for reversible damage or slightly moldy food. Kim the kiva loves shmir, since he did accept on himself shmir. Tell him, alay, chayev is there, come with me. Shema, shema, shema. Yes, shema, shema, shema. Shema is type of shit.
Yeah, it went moldy totally.
So therefore, it's a slightly. Right? Shema is type of shit. Okay, and these words are filoshel within the last day. So from filoshel till the end of the month. So we've got a question. This is a question. While this has been stuck into this question, this question is, so how do we know if a gun of steel, how do you know if a gun of steel, if a gun of steel and he takes it out, these type of damages as well? Where do we know that from? How do we know that? So first answer says, Vein Noima. You see after the little bracket there? Don't say the reason why you're chayiv is because the ganav will not be able to return it. Because the halacha is by Karen, you are goyver from the goof of the animals. You claim from the goof of the animals. So if this gets so gored, then the nizid, the one that got damaged, just picks the animal. And now the person that stole it won't be able to return it. If you won't be able to return it, he has to pay back to the owner money. If he pays back to the owner money, it means he owns this animal, really. and if he has to pay for damages it causes. So don't say that. Say no imam. I agree, we're talking about Shem Regal, and Shem Regal, no, you don't claim from the animal itself.
So they're kind of suggested to one of them, I'm sorry.
The Karen. Well, so I'll say that. By Karen, if a show gauze, if an ox gauze, then the person that got damaged that can claim from, not from the owner of the ox, but from the ox itself.
There are gore his ox or his cow.
Right. Now the ox now really belongs now to the owner of that cow.
Because he damaged.
Right. So now the ganav stole this cow and this ox, won't be able to give it back to the original owner. He has to give it to the owner of the cow.
Exactly.
But since you won't be able to give it back, so it's as if it's now his and he has to pay back money. If it's his and it gets damages, then you're going to be chayyim. Okay, so that's the thesis. That was the question. So we're back to the question. How do we know a show that goes is chayyim for damage? The same as the thesis, the show is logical. The gazlan nechon sachs abaylim, the owner, the gazlan assumes full responsibility. The gimme shayyim is abaylim since he took it out from the owner, shayyim chayyim is that were liable to look after the Shmiah, and now the owner cannot look after it. Why can't the owner look after it, Rafi? Because it was stolen from him. Now it's logical, the Gazans want to pay, and the Indian is not going to go by him. So according to Zokim, who's called the Bailim? Call me, Shaviyada, the Shemah. Whoever can look after it. End of sentence.
Any more than the owner in respect that if it got away, he found it later, got it, and he said, you ate my fried tomatoes, I'm paying you for it, not for the value of the food, not the value. Same as the owner, same as the bottle, the thief.
The owner had to pay for damage to the fruits.
No.
Damage.
He didn't leave it there. He got away, he went back in 2 hours, oh, there's my eye.
He was for share. He was for share. He didn't look after his animal.
He got away from him.
How did he get away? Because he was for share?
Pulling 10 of them and they went and counted.
He was for share. Say that. Say if he was for share. The people, that
was that's more than getting out and him staying with
the only time it's off it was an anus. If you were for sale, then you're five. And he was talking about shit. Right. Okay, next stage. Now let's say this castle. We have to remember the castle now. Let's say this castle was. What was the castle in which it was? This castle was. Why did Shita, right? Excellent. Why did Shita? The Gemara says, it's Shita that you have to pay for damages. Meal melt. And the answer is, it's Shita. Answer is, the star is my ox. It was something else stole it, and now I can't look after it. The president stole it, I have to look after it. That's Shita's over. Next Shita. My name is Amos Kavel, I come from here. Kai. Somebody who positioned his friend's animal on top of another person's crop. He's trying to pay for it. Right? Although he didn't actually acquire this animal, but positioning it in that place makes you trying to pay. Even though it's not, let's say it's called one name. Reuben took Shimon's animal and placed it on Levi's crop. So it's not Reuben's animal, right? Reuben took Shimon's animal. It's not his animal. He's still chayv mitam Shem Regel. He's still chayv because of Shem Regel. Even though it's just an apostle, just the B.E.R.I. And B.E.R.I. means observe his animal. His animal. It's still. He's the one that caused their animal to eat. Like we find, Matik Bishonish Ravere, some of you light. Reuven lights Shimon's flax using the Neros Ravere, using Levi's candle. Right? So Allah is Reuven's pipe. So the same thing as well. Reuven took Shimon's animal and placed on Levi's crop. So Reuven is pipe. Have an aim of Paris.
Second
quarter and
don't do it?
No. They hear. We can stop it. Yeah, stop it. Okay, we That basis is even though it's not your animal, you're still chayim because you caused it to happen. And the next basis, ikisa amasan. So now this basis is very interesting. What was the answer? Remember the Gemara. The Gemara says one test was. The Gemara says, of course you're chayim to pay for damages because you acquired it.
Right.
Answer was, the first test was that you pushed it to go in a particular place. You didn't acquire it. Second answer was you hit it. Rashi told us the chiddush in hitting was Ashrina Mas Nisan Tekishva Mechazoi Mishir. That's the type of Kenyan. Chiddush is the type of Kenyan. Say to the Tanaka. Say to the Kisha on the song. They just think that understood we knew it's a Kenyan. So what exactly is this big chiddush here? But Chilo Hayasava Soiva. Originally we thought the Maimid Behema Hanisha Masik Biyodoy Afsa that you dragged it on top of the crop. Now we're saying no, it wasn't like that. What do you rather hit it? The list in Namish, like you saw, they hit it in order to make it steal. To make it a Rishami. Now, what was the Kiddush? You did the Kinyan Mashiach. What's the Kiddush? It's possible that you're chayim for damages. That's what the Maksha asks. And the Gemara answers the Kishta, doesn't know this possible. Like you mentioned, Barrett, so aptly said, it is not possible at all. Just because I hit it, just because I'm kind of it, doesn't mean I'm chayim for damages. It causes. So the U-turn in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, should you chayim for damages? Then the Gemara, no, you hit it, and by hitting it, you're acquiring it. And it's not possible that you're chayim for damages. And we don't need to start explaining to you why they're not possible. Fisher Kalav, because everyone can understand why it's not possible. Who says it should be chai for damages to animal bodies? Yeah, but King Zayla is only the I'm chai for damages. Right? Who says I'm chai for damages? So the interesting end of Gemara is Fisher's on a U-turn. It starts with the Kalav that's possible should be chai. Terence says, no, it's not possible should be chai. Okay, let's start with the Gemara. From the Ishma. The new Gemara. Let's start the new Gemara. Rabba says somebody who looks after an Aveda, he finds an Aveda and he looks after it. Rabba says he has the status of a Shem and Chinam, which means what? The Shepherds of mine is not the Shem and Chinam. Just for Pesha. Somebody who finds an Aveda and is Shia, he's if it gets stolen, take the shul. He wasn't pesher. Yeah, but he's part of it. If he's the bama, if he just says kishima socha tomi. Rafi, what's the lafash of socha? So why should he be a Shem Asaf? He's got a dinner with Shem Asaf. Rabba says there's a dinner with Shem Asaf. There, Beis Roma. Beis Roma says there's a Shem Asaf. Why? Why? I know. The Leiboy, the Meitz, the Leiritz, the Anya. That I know, he didn't have to give bread to a poor person to have a Shem Asaf. While he's busy spreading out this thing he found. So there's a dinner of Oysig, the Mitzvah, Parliament, so at that moment, if it's on, he comes and asks for money, he won't be paid. Shameless offer, he's gaining. I look up that baby, you're gaining. You don't need to pay for the. He's got the Mephashiach. I'll just say, explain it differently. Reis is like Shameless offer. You know why? Kevan de Achmona Shabdi Bal Kochay. Since the Torah forced him into doing it. That's why he's tired of Shemesh. I mean, the Shemesh Chinoch, the reason why he doesn't have to pay for the is we give him a break. He accepts on his own nice guy. We give him a break. Shemesh is not giving him any breaks because he's being paid for it. To him, he's saying, Shemesh says that since the Torah says you jolly well have to look after this animal by your own free wish. There's no need for break. You might have to pay if you can even have it as well. That's one shot. Always on other shots to get kind of shemaim. It's shemaim. It's not like you're going to get paid up in heaven. Dr. Rashi, shemaim avida. Second last Rashi on the page. It's six lines up. Shemaim avida. Rav, you have it?
Yep.
Tichnis. He brought in his friend's animal into his house. He brought in his house. He's looking after it. So he said, "He's Isaac Mitzvah." So they bring a Mitzvah Rish that Ani doesn't have to give bread to poor guy. So he took Mitzvah, pop him in a Mitzvah. How do we know that from? We learn that from Melech Chavaderech. We learn that from the Pasuk. When you go on your way, we learn that in Sukkah. You go on your way. Say your potter from you only have to say Krishna when you go on your own personal way. You do your mitzvah and your potter from Krishna. You take your mitzvah, potter from your mitzvah. Okay, let's start the Gemara. We'll come back to the Sikha. Yasev asked the following question to Rabbi based on a brace. Remember, Rabbi held what? Rabbi? Rabbi holds?
Rabbi?
Rabbi, yeah. Shema Veda. That has been over statement of what? Yes. It says that if you return the item to a place where the owner will see it, the owner is not chayiv to deal with it. I mean, the person we're talking about, Aveda, Shem Aveda is not chayiv to deal with it. Shem Aveda found an item and now he's returning it to the place where the owner will see it. He doesn't have to look after anymore. Or he altar. But if it got stolen, or it got lost, you are liable. So those two lines contradict each other. On the one hand, we're saying once you return it to the place where you can see it, you don't have to look after it anymore. Next time we say, but you should never get stolen, your chayv. So ask the Gemara. My nignava, I altar. What does that mean? Nignava, I altar. Love. Nignava, we pay so. Doesn't it mean they got stolen from his house, from the Shema Aveda's house, from the Shema Aveda's house, where all of them, basically got lost from the Shema Aveda's house, and why is that a riot? Observe. Then it was a shia. What do you want to prove? What do you want to prove? It got stolen from the Shema Aveda's house. So what do you want to prove? Send your chayv. Nignavai, I'm not happy with your son. Your chayv. So what do you want to prove?
Shema
Aveda. I just take this off.
Shema Aveda.
Sure? So Yosef is asking to Rabbah. Okay, isn't it right to say that this animal got stolen?
No, he said it was a
you see the Yechai Bav Yosef? You see the Yechai Bav Yosef?
It's
a great question on Rabbah. Omalei, Rabbah answers back to him. Hokmai Skinon, we're referring here to Kinshasiyah Bitsarayim. He returned standard. Sorry, I missed out 2 lines.
Yes.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Yes,
no, I missed out a line. We're on the fourth line of the Gemara. Loi! No. We're not talking about he got stolen from his house. He's stolen where you returned it to. If it gets stolen there, it says ain't no chayv etapa, but you're not trying to look after it anymore. Ain't no chayv etapa. Amalei, tachah b'may skinon. You're going shevzio b'tzorayim. Here we're referring to when you returned it in the afternoon. There's two statements going on. If you returned it in the morning, the mocking shoe and off to where the owner will see it, it's normal for the owner to go out and come back because they don't see it. You're not chasing the tapple with it. Why? They returned it to a place the owner will see it. Very much better. If I go ahead and I find a cow and I return it to where the owner will see it, although I can actually tell the owner here's your cow, it's certain that the owner will see it, then I've finished my responsibility, I'm not liable anymore. But if you return in the afternoon, the place where the owner will see it, but the loishia, die of an office, it's not common that he will go and see it. I'll go up and not go out. The loishia, he won't see it. If I take an item and I return it to a place where the owner will see only the next day, that means for this whole day that the item is going to get stolen. If it does get stolen, you're going to be tired to pay. But if it gets stolen from your house and you weren't for share, it's just Geneva Aveda. What would you have to say? Right, one more question. You return it straight to the Rishus. So they put it in the Rishus of the owner. My lo'ilam. What does lo'ilam mean? What does the word lo'ilam mean? You're always chayim. You say you're always chayim. It always sounds like it. Don't you think it means even if he gets stolen from his house, it's going to be chayev and it's third to write to who? Rabbi to write to? Why?
He's stolen
from his house?
Yeah.
That's the right thing.
He's not responsible for
that. He says you are chayim. Lo'ilam, who chayim? He's always chayim. No. He says lo'ilam, you're always chayim, even if you aren't. He says you're stolen.
He just said that a kingdom is not.
Right. So who's that right to? Right. It's right to Vesa. So he comes to Rabbah, you should be part of it. Right. On to the Gemara. Lo'ilam, my lo'ilam, love, I'm going to be Vesa. Shalom, I'm going to be Vesa. I agree to you, says Rabbo. I agree to you with Bali Chaim with the cost of my animals. The Kim the Noctulu Nigra Brayosa, since the God uses it, is going out for you, it's yourself that needs extra protection. And therefore, you're going to be chayav for Geneva and Yavedo.
Even if you are Shomer Dinah.
Right. Why?
Because you now is Poshe.
Why? Because these animals have a habit of trying to get out. That's why you're going to be chayav for Geneva and Yavedo. The question is, why should we have a Geneva? Aveda understands, it's just that, but why should they have a Geneva? It's got stolen. Stolen, what's it got to do with Israel? It's got habits of getting out. Like somebody came in and stole it. And that's what it is. Very good. Let us face it. Face it said, we're talking about a case. They got stolen because it's a wonder. It's easy to get out. Faces here. Amale. If you look in the third page of the page. Amale. Amale. Medina. Amale. Medina. Amale. Medina. Amale. Medina. Amale. Medina. He got stolen that way. Why? Because his habit of getting out caused it to get stolen. That was Pshat in the Gemara. And then David says a couple of lines later, different Pshat. Inami. Two lines later, the last word in the line is E. Inami. Hachseva. That what we say, Yochayim, if it gets stolen doesn't mean if it's stolen, it's got lost. That's what we say, if you're chayv, if you're chayv, if you're chayv, it's only regarding getting lost. Inami achteifa aveda davka koi. Shenigi vayosa gomi loli obi. It's a habit of getting out caused it to get lost. Like an eva, maybe it'll be possum. Shen gomi loli gone eva. Right? So we have a machlekas and tefas, in which case you're going to be chayv. This writer, he says, I'm much to you by Balei Chayim, you'll be Chayim, maybe you'll be Chayim for Geneva as well, because its habit enabled it to get stolen. Oh no, you're only going to be Chayim for the Aveda, because that's what practically caused it to get lost. Stealing a gun, stole it, you won't be Chayim for that.
So at the end, Joseph, again, what he said earlier,
it's just two possibilities.
A month ago, when we discussed, the brother mentioned that when the door opens, the animals of the house probably this one will probably go running out the door because he's used to it. At the end, he says, no, it wouldn't make it more liable.
To get lost, yeah, but to get stolen or not. There's a difference between
both opinions that it could and it couldn't.
Well, getting stolen.
He says it's more apt because of his habit to go out, that maybe when the thief breaks his door open, he'll go flying. And in the end, he says, no, he won't.
Not that the thief breaks his door, he'll go flying. That's our reason. It's definitely more common to get Aveda. The sign is, are you going to be chayim for the fat animal stolen? Right. Okay, so there we are. That's the two riots which Rav Yisrael tried to prove to Rav. So let's just give a second. You know where we're holding. What did Rav ask around the table? We had the machlekes by Shem Aveda. What did Rav hold? Which means what the chayim for, somebody looks up I mean, it's chayim for only for Pshir. Are you up to the altar? Oh, go on. Okay, so what is the Vyasa horse? Which means what? Very good. Rabbi, what was the reason for Rabbi? So you will get the horse.
He's
not getting any compensation for it. Very good. That's why Rabbi said he's just going up. What was the reason for Yosef? Oh, very good. This is the second shot. Or since he's divorced,
you get the name for this, in other words.
Two shots in the second shot, yeah? First one was coming to his four people. No, go on.
Saving money.
Very good, excellent. Excellent. It's a of Rav. Then the Gemara brought two rayas against Rav. Two rayas against Rav. First Gemara brought a raya from the fact it says that if you return it, then you're potter. But if it gets stolen, you're chayav. Sounds like a thing that's stolen from your house. So raya that it's got in a shem istacha. So Gemara said, no, it means you returned it. You returned it, it got stolen from where you returned it. And therefore, you're chayav because you were pesher. Why should you be chayav pesher? Yeah, because you returned it in the afternoon, and therefore the owner won't see it, and therefore you're pesher. That was one raya which we refuted. And then the Gemara asked another kasha on Rabba. The Gemara says, the oilom hu chayav, asher zenesh. So the oilom means always, even from your own property. That's very, very much a raya to Rabba. To Rabbi, sorry. Do you want to answer my spirit? Oh, it was that Rabban and they agreed to Rabbi Yosef when it comes to animals. Animals, since that animal once got out, it knows where to get the good stuff and it's going to get out again. Those are the two rayas which we had against Rabban, and then they Rabban does agree to Rabbi Yosef somewhat. We have to remember that. Allah and Amaita, Rabban is going to say Hashem Aveda for animals to the din of Hashem Yisrochem. Right? The only thing that he doesn't got them is regarding to
inanimate
objects. Right, let's see the Gemara, Eitri Abadavyesh. Now we're going to have two rayas, which Rav is going to try and prove his point. And what was his point, Rafi? You always do this. What's Rav's point?
Rav's point is that he's not a paid, he's not like a paid shomer.
He's a shomer kinnah.
Shomer
kinnah. Right. Eitri Abadavyesh, the pasuk says, Hoshim, you have to return the lost item. Ain yellow, the basic. That you might have thought you only have to return it to the person's house. How do you know you can return it also to his garden or to his chuba? Chuba is some type of open, desolate area. How do you know that's also good? Answer the Gemara. Come and Lema. Tishivim. Mikol Moko. He says, Hoshi, Tishivim. Double expression. Tell me to include also his garden and his chuba. Take the Gemara. What does that mean by so you might have thought you wouldn't be you're not able to return it to this garden? What type of garden are we referring to? We're talking about a closed off garden. Some desert area that's closed off. Kind of basic. Another way of saying it out. I'm returning it to the owner's place in a way that's going to be fully guarded. So why should I not be hybrid? Kind of basic. Why shouldn't it be hybrid? And Abshita must be referring to Liginosai Shaina Mishtamer, to his garden that's not well guarded. And that's what God says, Shaina Mishtamer, to his chuva that's not well guarded. Look at the first Tosfos here, the first white line of Tosfos. Elo, first white line. Elo, Liginosai Shaina Mishtamer, Pirush, the first white line. Pirush,
Elo.
Pirush, when we're talking about in the Mishmer, it doesn't mean that it's completely open. It means it's only Mishmer with a rough material. It's like a simple guarding. It's not about a great guarding. It's a simple guarding. Right? So must be talking about that you're returning it to a shema, a garden that's not so well guarded. Just has the status of a rough material. Right? Back to the Gemara. Let's go back. Elab Shita, sorry, Liginasa Shaini Mishtamir. Rukhwasa Shaini Mishtamir. Shmami no, Kishayme Chinam Domi. He's got the Allah of Shayme Chinam. Why? Because we know there's a big difference between Shayme Chinam and Shayme Sachar. Shayme Chinam has to look after the item for Ruch Mitzvah. That means whatever's normal to accept, that's what he has to look after. Shayme Sachar is kind of to look after even for the unexpected. For instance, Shem is not a type of Geneva, why is it a type of Geneva? It's not expected to be Gnei Ros, it's not hybrid. So Shem Yechidon always has to look up to something, up to what's expected. And the Shem Yechidon needs more. So those of us that lived in London, you lived in London? In 1987? Very good. So in 1987, Sukkot time, there was a hurricane. So a hurricane. And it was like a big thing in England. It doesn't happen. It's not like Florida. It happens very rarely. And there were trees and walls that all came down. That is something called any material. Shemitzachah would be higher than that thing. Shemitzachah wouldn't. Shemitzachah only has to cater for the normal wind. That's what Shemitzachah would be.
So what's the difference in the afternoon when he's not likely to see it, or the garden is not as
good? For sale.
For both.
No, the kids are putting in the streets and expecting no
response in the afternoon. But in the afternoon, he's not going
to
be back.
Didn't I return this to the house? I returned this to a place where the owner will see in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I didn't return it to his house. I returned it to the streets, to a place where the owner will see.
The streets in the morning was acceptable.
Yeah.
I thought he left it like a package that you would be asleep and people steal. In the morning, the guy's going to school.
Right.
Going to get.
Indeed.
Put it at 2 o'clock. He doesn't get home till 6. Hey, that was
good. Right. Not in the house, outside.
Outside the house.
Not in the house.
Isn't that similar to an unguarded situation like that garden?
No. Because in the garden, I put it into his rishos, and it is a guarding, although it's not real material. But there is a wall around it. But here, I haven't put it, I've left it open. Anyone could take it.
Is there a condemned building you're also going to say with the inside part?
Right. Right,
right. I got you now.
So it's a Mamela, the Gemara said, that we're talking about here. You return it to such a garden, such a problem, where it's got a wall which, you know, normal winds would suffice.
Yeah.
And it says, what's our lot? You pot of chayim. Shemitzachah wouldn't be bother because you need to do a wall that's unexpectedly.
Live animal also?
Yes.
No note on the door, your goat is open there, 3 days later he comes dead as dead.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, yeah. So Shmamra Shemitzachah is only the castle on. The castle on Rambo. The castle on the Visa. Amalei, loylam, leginosoi, amistames, rechubotai, amistames. We're really referring to a gina that is well guarded, a chuba that's well guarded. Ay, what's the chiddush? Kazal achaynu beisur. What's the chiddush? Akamasalat, leginon das b'ayin. The owner doesn't need to know about it. You can put it back there without the owner knowing. If I put it in his house, he'll know about it. I put it in his garden, there's a chance he won't know about it. Because Amar, the laws are like Lord said, Akil Sikhin Da Failim, everyone needs, everything needs Da Failim, Chutz Na Shavar Samidah.
That's how you say it.
Right, I mean, if I pay you your wages, then you don't need, then you need to have Da Failim. If I'm just giving you back an Avedah, then you don't need to know that I've returned it, or returned it, I'm going to be, Okay, so that was Rabbi's attempt to refute the Yosef. It says there that you can put it back to a Gina. It says you can put it back to a Chulba. And we thought this sudden chiddush over and above Bais, which we thought means it's not so well protected. It's a riot to the din of Hashem. You know, the halach is, no, you're wrong. It's talking about a well protected Gina, a well protected Chulba. And you ask what the chiddush is, the chiddush that I didn't need to tell the owner about it.
So the Bishay has only been an unguarded garden, just as much as in the afternoon.
Right, Rechaifer. So Rechaifer can even be. Such Rashi. Shachis, we got quite a lot of Rashi actually. We didn't do any of the rest of the whole woman. Hechzir al-Aveda. Right at the top of the page. Hechzir al-Aveda, you return to Aveda. Lemokim shir eno. The place where he will see. Who's he?
The owner.
Baalek. Shema chinam posam ignive Aveda. Shemitzachachayt. Where does it say all that? In Perek Hashem. Shachris. You return in the morning. Shkiach inshi. Babisa. People are normally in the house. And therefore he will see it. And say, I am in the afternoon. Motzli, bimalachtoi, besodeh. It's common. They will be in his field. And everyone won't see it. And then it says, "Lo oilam yachayv anshe yasrin ha'rishus v'shal baylim." So the rishus of the oilam. My lo oilam. What does it mean, my lo oilam? Lav af afilu, if it gets stolen from his house. That means, lav afilu, hemicho, mitzi bebeis, the person that found it left it in his house. Uktoni yachayv, it says yachayv, because you're like your shemeh esbacha. So he says, my dinner yachayv, I'm asking, who's speaking? Who's masking?
The one who found it and returned it.
The Baal's going to mask him, the one who returned it?
No.
Rabba, it's a pshia. Why is it pshia? The kingdom of the Nagabiyoto, since it got used to going outside, Brios is outside. It's definitely used to going outside. King Shira, since we've seen Shimalumet Medes, meaning Lotus, that they're used to going outside, well, you need to use yourself and you add this protection. Normal Shema Veda with regards to Metadlim. Potter, Magneva, Vavidas, Potter, Magneva, Vavida. Nagi, Sius. Possi, Vashova, Nayos, and Mashma. The Gimnos, Vavosim, and I, and the Sagale, and the Maitse, Vashovosai. And we know that it's good enough for the person that found it to return it to the Gimnos on the violin, to the garden of the owner. Because you got a product to see it. At the end of the day, the Gemara said the reason why we're chiddush of the kina, the chiddush of the potter is you don't need that fine, because hakel psuchim that get like a ganav or goizel or yechamav a shemim shechriu. So if we did the bailin, have to tell the bailin. We have no idea if you didn't. I have a matzav riyotam. The matzav is going to be chayev for liability. But you need the bailin. So let's be mistaken, we've just finished the main part of this figure. Let's be mistaken when we're holding it. In the end of the day, do we have a raya per rabba or a raya per avisa? A concrete one that we haven't refuted. Is any raya per rabba or raya per avisa in the end of the day? Any takers? We don't have any rabbis. Any rabbis we had, we refused it. Apart from half a riot. Rabbi agreed to this in regard to animals. Right? Animals. In regard to animals, he agrees. Because there, since they've got steps, if they walk outside all the time, therefore you have to be chayiv for that. Let's try to start the place with him. We're not doing the whole thing. We're just doing the first five lines of it. But here are not.
This why doesn't Rabbi collapse when he says that I have to go with Kabilsi on this? With animals, I agree with him. It's like a Shomer. How come Rabbi doesn't collapse at that point and say, I'll give it to you with animals? He doesn't fall apart with the inanimate object, but isn't that a concession?
It's a concession. It doesn't mean I have to hold you on everything. Just to guard the animals.
This, yes.
And everything else, not. So let's see the thesis. Just the first five lines of thesis. Bahi hana teloi kaboi lemeitze vista la'anya. This hana, that I didn't have to give bread. The oni, that is what Rabbi Yisus said. That's why I'm a shemel. Shemel. Soho, thank you. Mishum, says thesis. You have it there, Rafi? This thesis. The last thesis on...
Bahi.
The place is Rishon, you know why you're potter? Since you're Oisik b'mitzvah, since you're Oisik b'mitzvah, that's why you're potter to give food to the Oni. So the place is a Dafka. Bishol, the Mitzatik Bo. That what we say you are possible from giving food to an Ani is only as long as you're involved in looking after the lost item. If you go in, for instance, Shetiach Letzalko, he's spreading it out for its own benefit. Or Mishum Esek, or Mishum Esek Shetar Lo Al Aveda, or for some other business that he has to do for the sake of the Aveda. Amol, Mishut Aveda Vabito, the mere fact that Aveda is in his house, Lo Yipotah, is not going to pass you Milamisa Bristol Anya from giving bread to an Why? It's possible to be keep like I said in the sukkah, that we don't learn out from the pasuk that is the pasuk mitzvah ella dafka hecha she'in yochad akayim shneim. The only time you're possible from mitzvah is when it's not possible to do both. If you involve the one, you can't do the other. But if it's possible to do both, I've got it in my house, but while it's in my house I can do mitzvahs, I'm still going to be chayav to do mitzvahs. This tomorrow was the status. Otto Adam, Shesha Finn Berishai, somebody who's got Finn on his head, sits in the big guy, sits on his clothes. From the Zuzaba Pisco, you taught me on the Mitzvah. So how many of you taught me on the Mitzvah? You got Finn on your head, that's it. You don't need to do anything. It's not, since you can do both, you have to do both. Oh, he says, they say, the pink ain't been a muzal. The Gemara Nedarim says, Omar, the fruits are erased by Shkia. It's not a very common thing that just when I'm busy with Aveda, there's a knock at the door. The E-Potter store, if he said he's Potter, called Mancha Aveda. But they say, the whole time that Aveda's in the house, Shkia for Shkia, it's very, very common. Can we comment on it like anything? Therefore, the state says, it's clear, the only time you're going to be Potter from giving stock to the Oni is anyone actually actively involved. And while I'm doing that, so I can't do that. So once I mean, in that case, I'm going to be possible from paying, from giving stock. And that's why it's not Shkiach. If the Oni should come just then, it's not Shkiach. That's why you're possible from stock, and that's why you should have stock for that small benefit.
The fact that you have this animal in the house for a month, and during that month it has to be fed, and it is maybe a little more common that it'll be
so common that as a course of 24 hours a day, you have to put the food in front of the animal, and that sort of thing is not such a common thing. So that's the end of that season. The rest of the season we didn't learn. The rest of the season was big halach halach in China, which we didn't learn together in Shem. Okay, so we'll carry on tomorrow in the Shem. Okay? Right.
That never happened.
We spent some time about it. We spent some time about it when we came to see the first time around. A whole bunch of shame on it about what exactly are the